Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today we are going to talk a little bit about therapy. So, I actually have a new therapist that I just got. I went to my first appointment, so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about that. Tomorrow is my second appointment with this new therapist. She's actually a psychologist, and I am like blown away by how different. I've been to therapy many times. But it's so different going to, like, I don't know if it's just my therapist or if it's, just the difference between a therapist and a psychologist. So I'm going to kind of tell you, my experience with meeting with a therapist who's also a psychologist, because it actually is pretty different than the other times I've seen a therapist. And I've seen probably 10 different therapists over the years. So I have a little bit of experience with that. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. I'm also going to kind of check in with you guys, let you know how I've been doing. I know I've been gone for a bit, but I am back and bad as ever. I don't know. That sounded better in my head. But anyways, we are going to talk about therapy. I'm going to tell you what we talked about, what it was like, and what I'm going to talk about tomorrow at my therapy appointment. And then I'll probably do a day two therapy podcast episode as well. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. It's so fun seeing all the different places you guys are from. I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting my podcast. You can support me through here. You can make a donation, or you can even send me a Venmo donation. And I have the information on that in my little bio. But if you don't want to do any of that, that's totally fine. Thank you so much for listening. And let's go ahead and jump into this episode. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and get started. So, let me just kind of let you know what I've been up to. My kids are back in school, so that kind of frees up some of my time. So, I'm going to be recording episodes, hopefully weekly. So, if you want to subscribe or share this podcast, that would be awesome. So, basically, the summer was a long summer. It was a good summer. I had a lot of fun. I watched all of DuckTales. I don't know if anyone's seen that, but oh my gosh, I actually don't really like watching TV that much. And DuckTales is a kids' show. I was watching it with my kids, but the new one is really good. So, now we're going to watch the old one. So, that's kind of what I've been doing. I've also been attempting to learn how to do my makeup. I don't know. That's been interesting. So I'm gonna, who knows, maybe I'll do an episode where I talk about makeup and what I'm learning. Because I don't know. I don't know. You'd think I would know how to do my makeup well because I'm like sometimes an artist, but I don't really know how to do my makeup well. And that's actually what I'm doing right now while I'm talking to you guys. My cat is jumping around. She actually hasn't brought her toy. She likes to play fetch. It's really strange. It's just, I don't know if a lot of cats do that, but my cat loves to play fetch. There was one other thing I was going to tell you guys about. I can't remember. Oh my gosh, my cat literally just flew off the bed. Okay, so let's talk about my new therapist. So I actually have heard from my psychiatrist. So psychiatrist, if you're not like familiar with the terminology of like different, mental health professionals, I guess. Let me just kind of fill you in on who is who. So a psychiatrist is one that prescribes you medication. I'm probably going to do a separate episode where I talk about psychiatrists and I talk about medicine and that kind of a thing because there's a lot of things I've learned over the years and some of it has been like hard to learn. So I definitely want to like share that information because oh my gosh, that can be a really hard, frustrating thing dealing with medication. I personally have struggled with that over the last few years. So I definitely will probably talk about that in a different episode. So I was talking to my psychiatrist and she was telling me about some non-medication options for depression and anxiety and that kind of a thing. And she told me about TMS. That's T as in like tree, M as in like mom, and S as in sky, like the sky. I like don't know the real, abbreviations for those letters or whatever. But anyways, so she was telling me about this thing. It's like transcranial magnetic stimulation, I believe it is. So she was telling me about it, and basically, I need to learn more about it too, honestly, because this is new to me. I've never heard about this thing ever. So pretty much what they do is these are like basic terms, because again, I am not a scientist or a psychiatrist, but basically they put like some kind of a magnet to your brain. This sounds really weird and like dangerous, but they put a magnet to your brain, and it's supposed to like activate or stimulate the part of your brain that is inactive, that kind of helps you cope with life and everything like that. So, people that have depression and different mental illnesses, their brains are often different than, a brain that doesn't have any mental illness. Like there's a lot of, science research behind it. You can look up differences in brain, blah blah blah. I'm like blah blah blah. I don't know. It's not that interesting. Well, maybe it is. But to me, I'm just like, okay, just it does it work or does it not work? And that's what I want to know. But anyways, so a part of this thing they do, it's supposed to have no side effects except for if you have like seizures or if you get migraines, which I actually do get migraines, so I don't know how this is going to work out for me. They have to talk to my neurologist and see if that's even something that I can do, but we're trying to move forward in that. And a part of that is I have to be seeing a regular therapist, which makes sense. And I had a therapist I really liked, but I was meeting with her online, and there was always like technical issues. And then the office that she worked at was just like they never answered their phone, so you can never pay your bill. I don't know. It just like logistically was not working out. And I'll talk about her too, because she was a really good therapist. She reminded me so much of Drew Barrymore, like. She kind of looked like her, and like the way she talked was like Drew Barrymore, which I really liked. I don't know. I like Drew Barrymore. But anyways, so I couldn't go to her anymore, and so I had to be seeing a therapist. And so I am ending up going to the same office that my psychiatrist is at, which I think will be better. I did that in the past, but anyways, I think it will be better, so then they can kind of link up and talk about me behind my back, or not like in a bad way, you know what I mean? Like, okay, how's therapy going and what's going on with her medications? There's a name for it. It's like where they, I don't know, they like work together as a team, I guess. So I was, so I had to find a new therapist at that office. So I found a new therapist, and I had my first meeting with her. And in advance, I like to kind of like look up the therapist. You can look them up a few different ways, like obviously on the website, but I also like to look up them on like Psychology Today. I hope that like you're not hearing weird sounds in the background. Again, my cat's playing with a toy and I'm doing my makeup or trying to do my makeup. But anyways, so I like looked her up in advance, and she had a lot of experience. Like I looked on Psychology Today. There's also another website. I can't remember what it's called. I'll try to look it up, and in a separate video, I'll talk about it. But anyways, so she had a lot of experience in different types of therapies. It said obviously she was a psychologist and just kind of basic information. So I kind of like went into it kind of knowing a little bit about her. But yeah, then I try to prepare before my therapy appointments, and I'll kind of get into that in a second. Okay, so like I said, I like to, be prepared. I will bring a notebook, and I like to write down kind of everything that we talk about, everything that they, tell me, or anything that I'm thinking in the meeting, or I want to talk about it later or whatever. I try to write it all down because my memory is really bad. And so that way I can like retain what it is that we learned and talked about. And I know for some people that could be like super distracting and they wouldn't want to do it. And maybe some therapists would like find that distracting, but I've never had anyone like ask me not to do that or anything. Like I've never had a therapist be like, "Can you not do that? That's distracting me." They're usually writing some notes too, and again, so they can come back to them later and like look at their notes and remember, okay, this is this patient and this is what we're talking about. So, I mean, I think if you're like kind of shy and you're like worried to like bring in a notebook and just start writing down, you can even just ask them or just say, would it be all right if I just write down some of my thoughts while I'm here? Because, you just explain that you have not the best memory or you want to remember. And like most therapists are like, oh, of course, that's totally fine. And they want you to get, the best experience out of coming and seeing them. And so usually, I mean, I've never had anyone again like not be supportive of that or not be helpful, I guess, if that makes sense. Okay, so like I said, I bring a notebook with me, I bring a pen, I come prepared, or at least I try to come prepared. If this is a new therapist, I usually will try to come up with some questions to ask. 'Cause I think a lot of people don't realize that like you're in control of like your health, your experience. If you see a therapist and you are like, oh, I really don't like this therapist, or I feel like I'm not learning anything, or I just don't like their approach, that is totally reasonable and fine. And you get to decide who your therapist is. So if you get somebody and you're like, I really don't like this therapist, or it's not working out for you, you can get a new therapist at any time. You don't have to go to the same therapist. You can go to the same office, but say, sorry, I need a different therapist. And you can just, describe what it is that you're struggling with or what you're looking for in a therapist. That's why it's kind of a good idea to do some background research on the therapist, because a lot of times like you can find reviews on them, like people that have been their patients can leave reviews. You can read their bios and kind of see from their bios what kind of therapy they do. So you can kind of do a lot of like, I don't know, is it called cherry picking? I know cherry picking is usually like not a good thing, but you can kind of do some cherry picking in advance and prepare yourself so you don't have to waste your time and their time, to be honest. So I try to do that. And like I said, she looked like pretty good. There weren't like a lot of reviews or anything, but she had a lot of experience, which is usually pretty good. So I show up to the appointment or whatever. It's like this random, well, it's not random. It's like in this cute little town, actually. I was like, there's like, I don't know, if you ever watched Gilmore Girls, there's like the downtown area and it's like really quaint and like there's like little fountains and teeny little shops and it's really cute and clean. I had never been to this town. And honestly, since COVID, I've been seeing all my therapists online. And I do think the experience is different. So if you've only done online therapy, I would suggest trying if you can going in, because I do think that they like are more invested in your care and like invested in you as a person if they can like see you in person, because it just makes it more real. I don't know if that makes sense, but I've just had some therapists, well, like honestly, only really one that was just like, oh my gosh, she like, well, no, two, because one was a psychiatrist, where they like just don't even take it seriously, and they're like, they're acting like this is like not their job, like they're acting like, oh, I'm not really, I don't even really want to be doing this. But yeah, anyways, so I get there, I go in, and like right off the bat, she asked like a few questions about me, which is normal. Kind of your first, hold on, I'm putting setting spray on myself. Give me one second. Okay, there we go. So, the first meeting with your therapist or psychiatrist or anything, usually it's longer than usual. And you can really decide how long you want your appointments. I've seen therapists, I've seen psychiatrists for literally only 15 minutes, which I would not recommend. I prefer like a 30-minute appointment with psychiatrists. But those usually go pretty fast. Like you're just talking and then the appointment's over. I'll talk about that in a different little episode. But anyways, so therapy, I've had anywhere from like 30 minutes, which I feel is too short. Sometimes I'll do 45 minutes and then up to like an hour. I think I've actually been like one of my initial appointments I had. I've done like a lot of therapy, let's just say. I love, well, like, I don't know. Is that weird to say? Like, I love therapy. I think it's just, I think more people should do it. And I think it's a, at least I've had a really pretty positive experience with therapy. But anyways, I think I've had one. They're called usually intake screenings, where it was like 2 hours long, which is really, really exhausting and kind of long. But like I said, your first appointment, usually they'll ask you a kind of a bunch of questions, which can honestly be draining. So kind of like prepare for that in advance. This whole episode is like now me just like explaining what like your first episode or your first appointment is like. But anyways, so just a little tip with that. Like I said, it can be really draining at your first appointment because a lot of times you're just like they're just asking you a million questions and you're just kind of, telling them about your mental health and sometimes your trauma, which can obviously be draining. So I would prepare like for that. Like don't plan this. Don't plan to like go to therapy, your first appointment, and then like go right off to, work and you have like an important thing that day. I would try to schedule it where you can like kind of come home afterwards and like de-stress, do some like relaxation, or maybe even just go to the gym or some self-care. Like I would probably, for me personally, I would probably like get ice cream because I just like ice cream and get in my pajamas and then like, do something relaxing, like do a facial or, face mask or something like that. That's what I would suggest. Do something like good for yourself and just to kind of relax you after, like I said, it can be draining the first meeting, especially because you're kind of just giving them a whole outlook on, all the hardest things that you've kind of gone through. So it can be obviously draining. So just prepare for that. So, she asked me a few questions. She didn't ask me like a whole bunch like usual, like tell me about your depression, tell me about your PTSD, like what experiences do you have? Like I said, I'll do a separate episode where I talk about like what to expect at your first meeting, because this is kind of like turning into that, and I don't want to like make a super long episode. But anyways, so the things like we kind of talked about just a few little things, nothing big. She asked me one of their questions, like a lot of times they're trying to like kind of gauge your personality and kind of just, I don't know, just figure you out as a person. That sounds like horrible, but it's not like that bad, I promise. So she kind of like one question she asked me is, do you hate confrontation? Which I was like, oh geez, I don't know, I hate this question. Is that does that count? But anyways, so I was like, well, it depends on the situation, like blah blah blah. I won't get into that. So really, like it was a pretty quick appointment actually. I feel like we didn't talk too much about anything. But at the very end, she like gave me kind of two questions to go home and think about. And then tomorrow is my second appointment with her, and we're going to talk about the questions that she asked. And the questions were, what are you looking for in a therapist? Like, what in the past has helped you, and what have you liked? Whether it's a type of therapy or whether it's an approach or just like personality wise, like do you like a therapist that, challenges you, or do you like a therapist that lets you just vent or gives you advice or, this and that. So like I wrote down, what do I want in a therapist? And then she also asked like, and what have you not liked in a therapist, which I thought was a good question. And then the other question that kind of goes along with it is like, what therapy has helped you in the past? That kind of a thing. So, I have thought about that, and I'm going to work on that question right now, actually, a little bit more, because I kind of started writing down some things, but I like to kind of come back to a question. I don't like to just like sit down, okay, I'm going to go home, sit down, and just answer it. I'll usually like write it down. I'll think about it a day. I'll come back to it. I'll write down some notes, go, give myself another day, come back at it, and just keep kind of coming back to it so I can kind of really like thoroughly think about it. So for me, I just like kind of thought through all my past therapists, and like I said, mostly I've had therapists that I've loved, like all of them, except for like probably like one I really, really didn't like. It was a psychiatrist though. And like I've had like some like medium therapists. Like I felt like I learned some, but I don't know. So I am going to answer those questions, and then I will probably tell you my answers. Because as I'm like thinking through like my experiences and what I've liked and what has helped me and what has not helped me, I've also thought a lot about like I've looked online, like what are some, things that you might want in a therapist, or what's a good therapist like, or what's a bad therapist like, what to try to get out of therapy, that kind of a thing. So I will come back. I will do an follow-up episode where I talk about kind of my answers to that question. And if you guys have some thoughts on that, I would love to hear it. You can actually leave me like a little voice recording thing on this episode. And if you guys come up with some ideas, I will definitely share them. Or, if you're okay with that, obviously, if you like just want to tell me it and you don't want me to share it in the next episode, you can just say that in the little voice recording, and I won't play the voice recordings, so don't worry about that. I'll just like summarize some of the things I hear from you guys. But anyways, so I'm actually pretty excited for this therapist. I was really impressed with her. She, like I said, she is a psychologist, and she asked me, have you ever met with a psychologist? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. But after like meeting with her, I'm like, okay, I don't think I've met with a psychologist, because she was very like, okay, we're gonna come up with a treatment plan. We're gonna come up with coping skills. We're gonna write down your triggers. Like it was very organized and like to the point. It wasn't like, okay, just tell me about your day. How'd your day go? Oh, that sucks. Like I was like blown away. So I'm both like intimidated and nervous, because that just makes me. Like when people have really high expectations or like are go, go, go people, it stresses me out, because I'm so not like that. I'm like, take my time with things. I get anxious about stuff. So I'm like a little nervous. I hope it works out. I'll let you know how the next appointment goes. And I'm also excited because she like clearly takes it seriously. And she like has a plan, which makes me feel a lot safer, if that makes sense. And also like, a little bit more hopeful, because it sounds like she's got this figured out. It sounds like she definitely does. She's got it figured out. I just got to get it figured out, I guess. But anyways, that was my first appointment with my new therapist. I don't know what I'm gonna like call her for like her nickname on here or whatever, 'cause obviously I'm not gonna use her real name. I'll have to think of that. She's like, I don't know, like I don't know, boss babe. I don't know, boss babe. I don't really like, because I don't like that whole idea. I'll have to think of a good name for her, but like she's just like go getter. Maybe I'll just call her go getter, because or hummingbird or something, because she's just like go, go, go. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. I have a bunch of episodes talking about mental health. If there is a certain episode that you want, just let me know, and I will try to get around to making that episode for you. And again, you can support my channel on here or through my Venmo. And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you're having a great day, and I will check in with you tomorrow.